And it is a Tech Tuesday, so enter Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. You can find her at CNET.com or on Twitter at Bridget Carey. Bridget, a big Facebook annual conference going on today, and here's a quote from Bridget. I can give you a preview of what to expect from the Zuck.
The Zuck? Why is it the Zuck?
The Zuck. It's just going to be a weird one, I think. Every year Facebook has a presentation on what is new in technology. A year ago this month, we were talking about fake news and how is Facebook going to handle that? Well, I feel like we just amped it up a couple of notches with Cambridge Analytica scandal. It has not gone away. The trust in Facebook has not gotten any better. And, Mark Zuckerberg tends to make his keynote presentation kind of jovial, tries to crack a few jokes. I don't think we're going to see that tone this year unless he's going to act somber and then move right along to new technology. But for the most part, this is going to be interesting for folks like me who follow Facebook and see how they're going to handle things, because we're all tired of, trusting this company so much. And it's got to show why we should care about what's up and what's new now.
Do either of you know people who have stopped using Facebook
Yes.
because of this? Because I
Yeah.
don't. I just know people that stopped using it because it's not really fun anymore.
Oh.
A little bit of that, Wendy, and people who've cut back. People who just don't feel like they don't have it in their heart anymore to really share what their family's up to. It's just that they'll use it to maybe scroll and see what's up in the world, but they don't really participate as much.
Bridget, am I imagining this, or wasn't it just a story a day or two ago about somebody who worked at Facebook that was somehow using information from Facebook to stalk people, inside information they were gathering from Facebook? Do you know the story at all?
I don't know that story, but there's kind of creepy how easy it is. People aren't very careful with their privacy settings on how much you can find out about a person.
Right.
If you take a photo, you can get their location, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. You got to check to turn all those things off because they're always on by default.
Yeah, I don't like that, and it's become more work to go in there and into your settings and change things. So people just leave it alone, and then they're upset with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to hear a lot of Zuckerberg talk about, well, we really care, and a lot of we're going to use our machine algorithms to make a difference. And I'm like, your AI algorithms haven't done squat lately. You're going to throw more tech at the tech problem? That part boggles me.
Their commercials have been interesting though, where they kind of they apologize without apologizing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of acting we're all in this together,
right?
To the next world, that kind of tone. You're going to hear a lot of that, I think, today. All the good it does to be connected to the world, regardless of the trolls and bad. There's a few things that Facebook has been testing lately, and I don't know if he's going to talk about it at this keynote, but I've seen upvoting and downvoting of comments. That's being tested now in Australia and New Zealand. If you're familiar with Reddit, it's basically pushing up a comment you like and pushing down and burying a comment you don't like. But that can go wrong if people are just upset with the thing being talked about versus something that is actually mean, insulting, or trolling. Then there's also a couple other ideas I've seen. People are posting on my feed right now something where there's a little asterisk or a little exclamation point alert underneath someone's post, and it goes, "Does this post contain hate speech?" And by the way, what I'm looking at is a post of a family photo.
Oh.
If Facebook's computer can't figure out that a happy photo with a baby in it, isn't hate speech, what is going on? Because your AI solutions aren't even there yet, and you're counting on people to do the policing. I wonder if that's now Facebook's, solution. We have all these people. Let the people, vote on whether it's
sure.
good or bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that's going to work out either.
Bridget, I just want to point this out. I looked up the story I was referring to. I'll just read you a very brief synopsis. It says, Facebook is currently investigating a claim that an employee used his position to stalk women. On Monday, a member of the information security community said that they passed Facebook details concerning a security engineer allegedly using their work position to stalk women. So that's the genesis of it. Somebody who worked at Facebook at some point was using inside information to stalk women online. No major, horrible, but no major surprise, right?
Makes it way easier to stalk someone when you have access
yeah.
to all that.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar for what Uber went through a little while
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
police had access to track people in their cars exactly where they were in a God mode kind of thing. It's what programmers call it. This does not look good when you have, you know, government looking at regulation because they are not regulated right now, you know, and it's all on an honor system, actually, but I don't know if we need protection from some of this stuff.
All right, and I know you have to go right on time today, so let's get into this. I got a lot of alerts, a lot of news stories about the merger of Sprint and T-Mobile. Who's that Tom guy with now?
Oh.
Is he Verizon now?
You mean Paul?
I don't know what
Paul,
I mean.
Paul.
The guy with glasses.
Can you hear me now, guys?
Yes, yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Is he going to go back to the original? Because that's what he should do. What's going on, and what does this mean for us with Sprint and T-Mobile merging?
That was such an awkward commercial. What it means is that if you're a customer of either, nothing's really going to be changing over the next year. So these two companies made a deal to merge, and it still has to be up for regulatory approval. And their pitch to get approved is that they're going to be creating jobs, not getting rid of jobs, by merging, you know, their collective investment in the next generation of wireless speeds. They call it 5G. You know, they'll be stronger together. But you and I both know that when there's a merger, there's redundancies and people are cut because you don't need two of the same jobs. So we'll see how true that is. But right now, customers, nothing's really changing. It's still the status quo. But if and when it does change, the pitch is that it'll all be T-Mobile. So say bye-bye to Sprint. Everything's going to go under the T-Mobile brand. Yeah, exactly. And that means we'll only have three major wireless carriers. And if you know a little bit about technology, Sprint and T-Mobile use different wired technology, network technology, to make those phone calls and make those text messages. One is on a network called CDMA. That's what Verizon uses, and that's what Sprint uses. The other one, T-Mobile and AT&T, they use something called GSM. And actually, all over the world, a lot in Europe, GSM is the main network that everyone uses. It's why you can't just like put a SIM card in one and have the other one work. But T-Mobile wants to take everyone on that Sprint network, convert it all over to their technology. So Verizon would be the only one left on CDMA, and so that'll be a kind of a big undertaking to kind of switch everyone over to a new technology.
But consumers, as consumers though, Bridget, we want competition. That's better for us, right? Not the other way around.
Right. I think we're in a funny space right now with, you're going to be starting over the next year hearing people go, and if you buy this special phone, you'll have 5G speeds, which will cost you just a little bit more, right? Mm-hmm. So there'll still be competition with like 4G, but maybe the 5G will be a premium product that you're going to want to pay more for. It's a race right now between all of them to who has 5G the first and who has a phone that has 5G.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with us and our prices, they're still going to be competitive with AT&T and Verizon, but how competitive, right? You know?
I don't trust anybody anymore because I've had AT&T forever, and there's a thing now that it's like, oh, you can get these four lines and get your internet free. I know there is small print, which I haven't read, because we pay for the highest available speed of internet now. So the free internet might be like their lowest thing.
Sure.
It always sounds too good to be true, and it usually is.
I mean, having that competition is what really made T-Mobile push us back into some great deals with everyone. I mean, T-Mobile started the whole bringing unlimited back, and really forced the hand of Verizon and AT&T to offer better choices. Now, will they be able to force their hand as much, or, you know, is the game going back to business as usual with less competition, right?
I don't know. I just want cheaper rates.
Not a lot to ask, Wendy. And we don't want Paul to lose his job, Bridget. Don't let that happen, please. But can you hear me now, guys?
I still can't get over how you switch companies like that and then make a deal. I mean, there like a non-compete that he had? How does
probably
that work?
Probably for a couple of years, and then as soon as it ended,
And do we care that much which carrier he uses? Did he make that big of an influence on our life?
I don't know.
He drives me nuts, Bridget. We'll follow you on Twitter, @BridgetCarey, and look for you at CNET.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, you too.
Bye, Bridget. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get to some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.